This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. So, how are we doing financially? The International Monetary Fund has an answer. It's downgrading its forecast for the world economy and for the U.S. because of COVID, higher energy prices, inflation, and financial problems in China. The IMF predicts the global economy will expand 4.4% in 2022, and for the U.S., 4%. Just a few months ago, the IMF predicted the U.S. economy would grow 5.2%. Thousands of U.S. troops are on heightened alert for possible deployment to Europe as Ukraine's president urges his people not to panic because of fears Russia might invade. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with the latest.
About 8,500 U.S.-based troops are on alert to potentially head to Eastern Europe as part of a NATO response force. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby stresses they're not going anywhere yet.
No deployment orders have been sent. No missions have been assigned. This is really about getting folks ready to go in case they're needed.
And about reassuring the alliance the U.S. is ready to help.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing calls to resign amid revelations that he and his staff attended a series of parties in 2020 when most social gatherings were banned throughout England because of COVID. Now London police are investigating. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The Partygate allegations have infuriated many in Britain who were barred from meeting with friends and family for 6 months in 2020 and 2021 to curb the spread of COVID-19. These allegations are now being investigated by a senior civil servant whose report will be a pivotal moment for the Prime Minister.
Six people found dead with gunshot wounds in a Milwaukee duplex have now been identified, but police still don't know who killed them. This is AP News. A million miles from Earth, the world's most powerful telescope has arrived at its observation post. AP correspondent Ed Donahue's got this.
And liftoff. The James Webb Space Telescope lifted off last month. The mirrors on the $10 billion observatory still must be aligned before science observations can begin in June. Klaus Pontoppidan with the Space Telescope Science Institute says this telescope could answer a lot of questions.
Are we alone in the universe? Where do we come from? Where do we go? The universe is so huge. You know, you'd think that out there somewhere there will be life, but we don't know. We have to build large instruments to tell.
Astronomy professor David Helfand at Columbia University says the James Webb telescope is different than the Hubble telescope.
The James Webb telescope is optimized to see in the infrared part of the spectrum, which gives us a whole different set of information about the universe.
The telescope will also scan for possible signs of life. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.